Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You know, Brooke, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Okay.
I feel like you've been acting like a real diva lately.
I mean, when you're born with the voice of an angel, it comes with the territory. So.
Well, I meant it as a compliment, but
great, thanks.
Leave it to you to take the wind out of my sails. Because, I mean, being a diva is a badass, right? But
yeah.
Some have been calling out Adele for being a diva lately, and I feel like they're not using it in the sense of it being a compliment.
No. So her hugely anticipated Las Vegas residency was put on hold at the last minute, and now there are conflicting explanations for why.
Yeah, I mean, did it really all come down to a swimming pool?
Rolling in the deep end.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Siffrin. It's Tuesday, January 25th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We could have had it all, Richies, but there will be no rolling in the deep for us or for Brooke. At least not for now. Adele officially postponed her Las Vegas residency late last week. And now the reasons for why are starting to get a little messy.
Yeah, I mean, people are fired up because they've waited a long time for like this new album. And now they're waiting for the new performance. So Adele made the announcement on Thursday in an Instagram video. And she pulled out just one day before the show was set to debut at Caesar's Palace. And in the video, Adele seems very emotional. She explains that the show isn't ready and says her team has been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID.
I can't give you what I have right now. And I'm gutted. I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out and we've run out of time. And I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again.
I mean, first of all, being awake for 30 hours is a very long time as someone who tries to nap every 12 hours.
Right.
But
I gotta say, the comments on this video are so brutal.
I'm
Do we expect anything less at this point?
Nope, not at all. I will say, I know we're not supposed to say this about people, but she does look tired. Like, I mean, she does.
Yeah, I mean, I know that at the end of the day, you can only speculate, but this video makes it seem genuine. Like, she's just at her wit's end about this.
I do think when it comes to her fans, she is very genuine.
Yeah.
Whether any of the speculation is true or whatever, I do think she's genuine when it comes to her fans.
Yeah. So, of course, this is completely disappointing for Adele's fans who traveled from really all over the world to see her come back in Vegas. I mean, Caesars also didn't see this coming either.
Right.
She canceled 24 hours before opening night, which, that's gotta suck for so many people. And not only did a lot of fans pay big time to see the show, I mean, we had the travel expenses, flights, hotels, all that stuff. We all know how pricey that stuff can get, plus the cost of the tickets, which were no small thing.
No, like some of those tickets cost over $12,000. Mm-hmm. And like, according to Forbes, some of the best seats could cost upward of $30,000.
That's like,
do you get to kiss her on the mouth? Like, I don't understand. That's just crazy.
I hope he doesn't go home with her and join her pension. Like, that's so much money.
I mean, like, I get it. But also, if you're somebody who's spending this amount of money on something like this, then are you really that out of money? Like, who are these millionaires going to see these concerts?
Yeah, if you're somebody where, like, you had to save up and save up and save up for this.
That's
like,
true.
I feel like if you're, but I also feel like.
That's wild.
I mean, that's dedication. I guess I can't imagine doing that, but.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, canceling it the day before, that's rough.
I mean, that sucks, yeah, for anything.
And multiple sources connected to Caesar's Palace spoke to TMZ. And one source says Caesar's can't understand why she waited until the last minute to pull the plug. So, of course, they're going to throw her right under the bus. They're like, we didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. We're shocked. And a note on the Caesar's Palace website said that all the events for the show scheduled between January 21st and April 16th had been postponed. And the new dates have not been confirmed, but they're saying it could be delayed until at least June or maybe until next year.
Mm, yeah. So Adele publicly blamed COVID for her show being postponed, which is fair. We are in a pandemic. Maybe we're never getting out of it. Who knows at this point?
God.
Plenty of things that were supposed to happen have not happened. Looking at you, San Francisco trip. but we've had to accept it. But some sources are saying there's another reason that Adele yanked the show. Mm-hmm. So this TMZ source says that COVID definitely impacted things with the show, but it was a big blow up with her set designer, Esmeralda Devlin, which is now being reported as the actual major reason.
Yeah.
So according to the source, Adele was displeased with the production and there were disputes.
Right. So the source also said that Adele was unhappy with various set pieces, a choir, the sound system, and other items associated with the show. And she felt that multiple elements of the show were not good enough. Apparently, she wanted a new sound system and a bigger video screen installed at Caesars. Mm. I don't know. Like, I hate speculating on this stuff because, like, we truly just don't know.
Yeah, there's no way to know, really.
And, you know, but this is a venue where a lot of huge stars have performed. Mm-hmm. And, but you gotta, you know, like Mariah Carey, Cher, Celine Dion, but they're also more showy performers than Adele.
I mean, that's what I keep hearing and thinking about is not that I've been able to afford going to an Adele show, but the ones that I've seen footage of, it's not like she's, you know, it's not like Britney Spears circus. Like
exactly.
She's very much a more subdued performer with those incredible vocals.
Right.
So, I'm not really, again, like, I don't know what's going on, obviously.
Yeah.
But.
Well, lucky for you, you get to talk to me every day and I sing just like Adele. So you don't have to pay out the wazoo in your words.
Yeah, that's.
But you're going to have
exactly
to start because I can't just keep doing this for free. So another source reported to The Sun that the show was heading for disaster due to explosive arguments with the set designer. So Esmeralda has worked with a lot of A-list stars before. She's worked with Beyonce, Miley Cyrus. She's also worked with Adele on her tour in 2016. So
yeah.
She, you know.
Yeah, but I guess times have changed because they can't seem to get along. The set alone apparently cost millions of dollars. Mm. Explains those $30,000 ticket price tags.
Yeah.
And it's been in production since December, but 24 hours before curtain, Adele was still unhappy with the result, and she made it known.
Yeah, so according to a Page Six source, there was no real clarity around what Adele wanted for the show because of the endless changes being made to the production. The source also claims that Adele wanted something more stripped back and simple to let it be more about the vocals. Like we said, that's more of her speed. And they say that she was under a lot of pressure to come up with a huge, extravagant show, which I understand because, like we've said, there are other shows that are at Caesar's Palace are these big, you know, extravaganzas.
Well, when you hear Vegas, you're like, we're going to see a show.
Yeah. And apparently because of the differing opinions on how the show should be, it caused a lot of friction between Adele and Esmeralda.
Yeah. And the straw that broke the production camel's back was apparently a swimming pool, or as Adele reportedly put it, an old pond. So during the show, Adele was supposed to sing her hit song, Rolling in the Deep, while standing in the middle of a pool.
Yeah, so I guess the intention was to fill it with water on the set as she was, like, lifted up on this crane-type mechanism. So it was supposed to create the illusion that she was floating on water, which actually sounds really cool to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see that. But according to The Sun, Adele didn't like the final design and refused to stand in it. They say she described it as a baggy old pond.
Yeah.
Which I love. I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to start referring to any body of water I see, like, as a baggy old pond. If it's the Pacific Ocean, I'll be like, oh, this baggy old pond. That is my new thing.
How often are you referencing the Pacific Ocean?
Well, every day now that I have a fun way to say it. But I don't know. We truly don't know, stars. Yeah. Like, but this, I don't know. This, I don't see her being such a huge diva. Do you?
But I mean, I see her being like, yo, I don't want to get wet every day when I'm performing. And I would be the same. I'd say the same thing. That's exhausting to get wet. I have to do my hair. Like, come on.
I do think it's interesting the way that, like, you can tell by the reporting source what kind of tabloid they are. Like, The Sun, Page Six, The Daily Mail are always, like, clickbait, negative headlines, you know?
Oh, of course.
So it's like, I'm trying not to contribute to the idea that all women are divas and difficult to work with.
I'm reclaiming the name, the term diva, because you know what? You can call me a diva. I considered it a compliment.
Yeah, preach.
And while people are, of course, bummed out, a lot of fans are standing by Adele's decision to pull out for now. But of course, as is always the case, there are some that are unhappy about the last minute news.
Yes.
One fan tweeted, super glad I didn't spend my savings for a house on tickets to see Adele for it to be canceled last minute.
I mean, that's good advice for anyone.
I was going to say, maybe
don't spend. Yeah.
It's a house that you're trying to buy, not tickets to a concert. Why would you ever do that?
Right. Another fan pointed out how crazy high some of the tickets were, tweeting, why on earth are some tickets for the Vegas show 12K? We all love her voice and her beauty. Why make it near impossible to afford to be able to go to a show? Travel expenses are enough. Fair.
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, it's fair. But it's also, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's fair.
So don't go.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like,
like, I guess, you know.
It costs what it costs.
I'll tell you the reason. Because plenty of people will pay for it.
I know.
And plenty did.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
It's like rent prices here in LA.
Yep. So Adele really wanted to show her fans some love. So on Friday, she tweeted, I have the best fans in the world. Your graciousness and love tonight is overwhelming. Thank you.
And all the fans were like, Adele, are you okay? Is this why you canceled?
You're doing a daily podcast now? She even FaceTimed with a few fans, encouraging them to still attend the venue and get free merch and goodies. She even sang with some of them while on FaceTime, which is nice.
See, now I wish she had called you and you started singing. You're like, Adele, please, I've got this.
I wonder if after the FaceTime she was like, all right, now just Venmo me 12K. That private performance. I would have.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, cash this check. Good luck. So I don't know. What do you think? Are we going to end up getting that Vegas residency from Adele, or is this just the end?
I think if she committed to it, she'll do it.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it's maybe not something that she was super excited about in the first place, because, like, she gets performance anxiety, especially a huge show in Vegas. This probably wasn't something she wanted to do. I feel like maybe she was pushed into it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's probably been the case for a lot of performance. Of course, speaking from nothing that I know for sure. But just because we've all been, you know, locked down for a couple of years now, yeah. And performances obviously haven't been what they used to be. So it's kind of like, oh, we think everything's okay. Go do this. Quick, quick, quick. And you rush through it.
Right.
And Adele's very much, from what I've heard, very much about the details and
yeah.
that amazing voice that she doesn't want to rush yeah. through these things. And I feel like she might have felt rushed.
Yeah.
So, she's but she like, does love her fans.
Just go easy on me.
And there it is from Wondery. I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.